at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, June 4th, 2025 edition. Kind of an interesting perspective coming out of Lansing on a couple of different fronts. Closed session expansion bill clears open committee. Now, this is kind of interesting because of the way they handle things within these committees within the state legislature, both in the House and the Senate. Public bodies can dive into closed session to discuss more items of litigation under legislation that moved out of the Senate committee yesterday afternoon, 5-2. If a public body is considering filing a lawsuit, it has a member who is the subject of a criminal investigation or is considering a demand or officer by the public body to settle a claim, the body can go into a closed session. Currently, the law only allows closed sessions with attorneys to consider a legal opinion or if it's subject to litigation. Democrat Veronica Kleinfeld of East Point sponsored Senate Bill 288, which is basically a reintroduction of Senate Bill 1023 from the last legislative session, 2023-24, when the Democrats were in the majority in the House as well as the Senate. The bill would amend the Open Meetings Act to expand the reasons a public body could hold a closed session. I always contended that this closed session, these closed sessions, are a direct violation of the Open Meetings Act, because when a body is supposed to be in session in a public meeting, things that they talk about, things that they discuss, things that they consider must be done openly in front of the public. Well, over the years, this process of going into closed session has been used a lot more regularly, and we the people have allowed these governing bodies to do it. The law currently only allows closed sessions with attorneys where they have to consider legal opinions or if the matter that they're discussing about is subject to litigation. Well, they want to be able to expand that. Judy Allen of the Michigan Township Association and Jennifer Regenerick, the State and Federal Affairs Assistant Director with the Michigan Municipal League, both supported the bills, which would expand the Open Meetings Act to allow a public body to meet in closed session to consult regarding a criminal investigation against a public body or its employees. And if the public body was contemplating filing a lawsuit. However, Catherine Bussard of the Salt and Light Global legal firm expressed concerns, noting that public bodies sometimes have dysfunction with political differences and even personality differences. An attorney's opinion can be weaponized to go into closed session to hear an attorney opinion that maybe shouldn't be held in closed session should be discussed openly in front of the public. This attorney, Bussard, a former mayor and councilwoman, says this silences everybody else from having a very important public conversation. Bussard argued that the committee needed to refine the language. Instead, the bill was voted on and went out to go to the full Senate floor vote on a 5-2 committee vote. Voting no was Senator Michelle Hetenga and Republican Kevin Daley of Lum. See, here's the problem. Here is the major problem. Any time you have an attorney at a board meeting, I don't care if it's a school board meeting, I don't care if it's a county commissioner's meeting, city council meeting, it doesn't matter. Anytime you have an attorney representing the board at one of your meetings, you could use the presence of that attorney either in person or virtual. They can even call them on the phone. They don't actually physically have to be at the meeting. And claim that we have to go into closed session to discuss this issue so we can get advice from our attorney. Well, sorry, folks, but some of those discussions don't need to be in closed session. This, again, in my opinion, is a direct assault, a fight against the Open Meetings Act, something that was done years ago so that the public could fully see and hear what these board members talk about. How do they get to their decisions? Is this something that is just random, or is it truly discussed and debated in front of the attorney? Well, we're not going to know. We'll see what happens in the House when this bill goes forward. I believe this is going to die in the House. The Democrat-controlled Senate by one seat might pass it in the Senate, but I think it's going to go nowhere in the House. The two Republicans on the committee, Michelle Hetenga, Kevin Daley, both voted no. So we'll follow this one. We'll put it on our list of bills to follow and see where this goes. Now, another bill that was discussed in Lansing yesterday is one that was actually started by Neil Friske when he was state representative for the 107th. Well, the bill's been taken up by State Representative Gina Johnson, Republican from Lake Odessa. Yesterday, she testified on behalf of the Silver Alert legislation. This would require the Michigan State Police to implement an emergency notification system for missing seniors or other vulnerable adults. She testified in front of the House Committee on Families and Veterans. Johnson was joined by Kristen Merkel, representing the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan, that testified on the bill, House Bill 4362. Under the bill, the medical alert system must be designed to quickly alert the public through their cell phones about a missing senior in the same way that we currently use Amber Alerts. Johnson said relying on this existing system avoids duplicating technology and minimizes the overall cost to the state. The alert would only be implemented after a report had been filed with the police and a request had been made to share the alert. Under current law, the report would include information like the senior's physical description, last known location, and an officer's assessment of the case. The report would be shared with local law enforcement broadcasters as well as other media sources as deemed appropriate. folks, we get Amber Alerts all the time here at the radio station, but most of the time they're downstate. So I don't announce them live on the radio show when we get them. But as a radio station, we get those alerts, and but we don't always share them because it doesn't apply. It's not applicable to our geographical area. But this all stemmed, I believe, from the senior that was, I think, in Emmett County. I think it was Petoskey area. I forget exactly where and what the gentleman's name was, but it was brought to Neil Friske's attention. He introduced this back in the day under the Democrat-controlled House and Senate. The bill went nowhere. Hopefully, maybe now, Gina Johnson can get some bipartisan Democrat support and maybe get this through the Senate. I know they're going to get it through the House, and I don't see why the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, would not sign it. Finally, during testimony, Kristen Merkel said that there are nearly 200,000 people in Michigan currently living with Alzheimer's disease, and the number is expected to go up 20% in the next 5 years alone. She said 60% of people living with this neurodegenerative disease have a tendency to wander, and anyone who goes missing and is not found within 24 hours faces a 50% chance of serious injury and or death. Deneen Smith, representing the Friendship Centers of Emmett County, also testified on behalf of the Silver Alert. She said the bill would implement a clear, enforceable statewide standard for missing seniors, something that we are currently lacking. With nearly everyone carrying a cell phone today, this is an opportunity to get the word out quickly where every second counts. And the new bill, House Bill 4362, addresses this gap in the current law. So again, I have a list of statutory bills submitted in the House and the Senate. We'll put this on the list. We'll see where this goes when it goes to the floor vote in the House, and then see what happens when it heads over to the Senate. House Bill 4362. If you want to read all the details of any bill, simply go to mivotes.org, put in the bill number, and hit search. And you can pull up any pending bills in Lansing. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. One of the other things about this bill, and I just want to put this into it, not only radio stations, but TV news, law enforcement, but individual citizens. How many times do we get Amber Alerts on our cell phones up here in Northern Michigan? Not that often. Once in a while, we'll get an Amber Alert. If I get it during the show, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, we pass it on to you guys immediately. One Amber Alert that I'm aware of was a news story. This goes back, oh man, I'm going to say 10, 11 years ago. The Amber Alert went off on the phone. We announced it on the radio. And what it was it was a carjacking that took place in Oakland County. I forget exactly where it was at, a Walmart, a Myers, a shopping center somewhere. Young mother was rear-ended. She got out of the car to go back and look at the damage to confront the other driver, and she was basically abducted. They jumped in her minivan and got on I-75 and headed north. Well, unbeknown to the assailants, there was two children in the back of the minivan in separate car seats. Well, the Amber Alert went out. It went up through, I believe, Genesee County, heading north on I-75. Ultimately, they were caught, I believe, just south of Grayling on I-75. That's how far they made it from Oakland County all the way up to Grayling. And it was actually one of our listeners who recognized the vehicle from what we had said on the radio show. The Amber Alert went off because it was statewide. The other aspect of this is everybody was fine. The mom was unharmed. The children were unharmed. They arrested the bad guys. One of them driving the minivan, the other one following them. And when they questioned these guys, they got the information out of them. Where were you going? Up I-75, heading north. What was the plan? They were going to take them into Canada through Sault Ste. Marie. Now, this is kind of interesting because coming out of Oakland County, northbound on I-75, all they had to do was go east on 69, and they could have gone to the Blue Water Bridge there in Port Huron, Sarnia. They didn't have to go all the way to Sault Ste. Marie. However, the information the police were able to gain from that interrogation of these guys was that they were working with people in Canada that was going to meet them at the bridge in Sault Ste. Marie. So this program works, but it definitely needs to be expanded for seniors. And this Friendship Centers of Emmett County, Deneen Smith, I believe was part of this gentleman who went missing in Emmett County. And I don't recall what happened. I believe he was found dead. I'm not sure. But it was a few days later. If any of you guys have remember that information, remember that story, send me a text and let me know. I don't remember all the details. I apologize. Now, one of the other things that is going on in Lansing is tenant empowerment bills. We're going to bring this up now, but we're going to talk about it on the other side. Apartments in Lansing, red tagged regarding gas leaks. Kind of an interesting perspective on this and how this affects many tenants. People who live in apartment buildings, all kinds of things happening. Well, now there is going to be movement in Lansing as to what to do about it. So I've got this story pulled up. I've got another one also pulled up having to do with property rights. So a lot of stories coming out of Lansing today. Lots of information to share with you guys. Do want to remind you to save the date. Get your tickets. Saturday, July 19th, Antrim County Conservative Union's 6th Annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses in Gaylord is going to be smoking the pulled pork for us. We're going to have a great time. Trump Unity Bridge is going to be there. But we're focusing this year on the young people. Kids 12 and under are absolutely free. And we hope to be able to get them out to the gun range and get them some firearm safety training and allow them to shoot a .22 handgun and a .22 rifle. Palmer Farms in Onaway, John Palmer, is donating a .22 long rifle. We got all the details on it. I'm going to be putting together a little picture of it and posting it on the website. Kids that come, absolutely free, no charge for the kids. They get this training, they shoot, they'll be put into a drawing to win this fantastic Winchester long rifle, .22, 500 rounds of ammo. A soft cover comes with it. It's a great donation from Palmer Farms in Onaway. Text me Fun Shooter Pig Roast. I'll send you all the information. Hour number three of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes.